This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. CPN UML's Bhagavati Neupane appointed as Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. Opposition lawmakers demand probe into alleged audio tape case involving former Minister Rajkumar Gupta. National Assembly unanimously approves a proposal seeking consideration on the Federal Civil Service Bill. Foreign Affairs Ministry shares it's a one-year achievement, claiming new dimensions in diplomatic relations. And U.S. President Trump vows to impose 100% secondary tariffs on Russia if no deal on Ukraine is reached in 15 days. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly member Bhagavati Neupane has been appointed as the Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. President Ramchandra Podil appointed Neupane to the ministerial post today on the recommendation of the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Neupane is the National Assembly member representing the CPN UML. She was appointed to the vacant post after Minister Rajkumar Gupta resigned earlier today. Lately, audio clips have been circulated in various media and social sites, alleging his involvement in corruption amounting to millions of rupees. Meanwhile, lawmakers have demanded an investigation into the Vijay Vijay scam and the audio tape case involving a minister and called for action against those responsible. As soon as the Speaker, Devaraj Khemere, began the House proceedings today, the MPs of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party stood up from their respective seats and protested. After this, Speaker granted time to Shiva Nepali, an MP from Rashtriya Swatantra Party, to speak on behalf of his party. Nepali demanded the implementation of the report, released on the 25th of January in 2022, by a team led by the then Home Minister Balakrishna Kant, and which called for an investigation into human trafficking from the Immigration Department. Similarly, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party lawmaker Gyanendra Bahadur Shahi stated that if the ministers involved in various cases do not resign, the problem will not be solved. He emphasized that the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority should initiate action against the guilty in the wake of audio tape of some ministers' involvement in the bribery case. The National Assembly has unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Federal Civil Service Bill. Today's meeting of the Upper House approved the proposal presented by Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung. Seeking consideration on the Federal Civil Service Bill, which was received with a message from the House of Representatives. Responding to questions raised during the theoretical discussion on the bill, Communications Minister Gurung said that the Civil Service Bill aims to implement federalism and provide timely and result-oriented public services. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said it's a one-year achievement and works, claiming new dimensions in diplomatic relations. Dr. Arjurana Deva took charge as Foreign Affairs Minister in the current coalition government, formed on the 15th of July in 2024. According to the ministry, in the past 1 year, the ministry has taken significant initiatives to advance Nepal's foreign diplomatic relations. In addition to participating in various international forums and bilateral and multilateral meetings, Dr. Rana has been advocating for Nepal's national agenda and interest. The 13th Senate meeting of the Far Western University has approved the budget of 1.54 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. During the meeting held at the chairmanship of the Prime Minister and Chancellor of the University, K.P. Sharma Oli, at his official residence in Baluwata today, the budget and program presented by Registrar of the University, Professor Dr. Binod Lathag, was passed with amendment. Urging the university to maintain its financial condition, Chancellor Oli directed the university officials to present a realistic budget. Similarly, the 41st Senate meeting of the Provincial University has approved a budget of 1.70 billion rupees for upcoming fiscal year 2025 and 26. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata today, the budget presented by Registrar Professor Dr. Kalyani Misra was passed. Similarly, the meeting also passed a policy and program of the university for upcoming fiscal year presented by Vice-Chancellor Professor Dr. Biju Kumar Thapaliya. This news comes from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Recharge karna ho, sa balance transfer garna. Call detail data voice ko status thaha pauna. Gift back pathauna. Wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai add the app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free ma prapta garo.
Play store wa app store bata sajile Nepal Telecom ko app download garna sakincha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. All the districts of the country have been fully immunized with the declaration of full immunization assurance and sustainability by Kathmandu, Nuwakot, Rasuwa, Sunsari, Dolpa and Kailali districts on Monday alone, chief of the Child Health and Immunization Service section under the Family Welfare Division of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Abhiyan Gautam sent out the task of declaring full immunization assurance and sustainability in the country had started around 2 decades ago. Palpa was declared fully immunized district for the first time in the country. The 29th founding day of Nepal Television Kolhapur has been celebrated today. Addressing a ceremony organized to mark the day on the occasion, Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bistra expressed his commitment to strengthening public broadcasting. He said that the concept of public service broadcasting has taken the organization towards a new era, recalling the struggle, contribution and continuous improvement journey. Since its establishment, Executive Chairman Bista expressed his confidence that NTV will become a trusted channel of the people in the coming days. According to Executive Chairman Dr. Bista, NTV will now operate on the basis of political neutrality, transparency and commercial impartiality. He said that as a state-run media, the implementation of the PSP will be accelerated, making national unity, prosperity and disaster management as main pillars. You are listening to Radio Nepal, ZPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose 100% secondary tariffs on Russia if a deal on Ukraine is not reached within 50 days. According to ANI News Agency, during his meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte in the White House on Monday, Trump expressed disappointment with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin and threatened to impose severe tariffs if there is no deal within 50 days. Trump also unveiled a deal under which NATO will buy arms from the U.S. and then distribute them to Ukraine amid the ongoing war with Russia. India has ordered its airlines to examine fuel switches on several Boeing models after they came under scrutiny following last month's crash of Air India jet which killed 260 people. A preliminary report issued Saturday by India's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau found that the switches had flapped from the run position to cut off shortly after takeoff. The report, however, did not offer any conclusions on a person blamed for the June 20 disaster, but indicated that one pilot asked the other why he cut off the fuel and the second pilot responded that he had not done. Several Indian and international airlines have already begun their own inspection of fuel switches. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate and with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country, with chances of wind gust at a few places of Madhes province and Torai region of Kusi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN UML Bhagavathi Nupani appointed as Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. Opposition lawmakers demand probe into alleged audio tape case involving former Minister Rajkumar Gupta. National Assembly unanimously approves a proposal seeking consideration on the Federal Civil Service Bill. Foreign Affairs Minister shares its one-year achievements, claiming new dimensions in diplomatic relations. And U.S. President Trump vows to impose 100% secondary tariffs on Russia if no deal on Ukraine is reached in 50 days. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.